Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight Time. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Jessica Felix, the maven behind the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, now in its 17th year already. How did that happen?
Beats me. Just the years are clicking by, but it's pretty amazing, 17 years.
So here we are, the opening weekend on the horizon. What are the highlights that you want to let us know about?
I hope they're all highlights.
You got a big opening, I'm sure.
We actually don't have the big opening. We have a new venue, though. It's the Paul Martyr Gallery, and it's on Healdsburg Avenue. We're going to do opening night there with Ed Reed's quartet, and Ed Reed is a beautiful vocalist, and he's going to be doing the tribute to the recording of John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, and so he'll be doing the Johnny Hartman part, the vocals, and Anton Swartz will be doing the saxophone, and he's also got John Watala and Adam Schulman, and then we've just actually added Lorca Hart that night. The first show is sold out already. It's only 115-20 seats per show, and there's probably 30 or 40 seats for the second, the 9 p.m. show. It's going to be a beautiful evening in a beautiful setting, so it's not a big opening, but it's a very beautiful opening. And then the next day, we're at the Jackson Theater, which is this great theater. It's the most comfortable seats. The visuals are all good. It doesn't feel like a 750-seat room. You can bring your drinks into the hall. You can dance in the aisles. It's going to be fun. I guess I should talk about the music. It's called Jazz and the Music of the Americas, and it was a concert setting. So the first day is Jazz and the Music of the Americas, Brazil, and the second day is Jazz and the Music of the Americas, Argentina and the Caribbean. So on the Brazil day, it's Luciana Sosa duo with Romero Lobombo. Romero, as most people know. In Brazil, they drop the R's. They're fantastic together, and if you haven't heard Luciana, she's quite amazing. And then Trio de Paz is the second set, and that's also Romero, Nilson Mata, the Duque de Fonseca, and they're going to have a reunion with Kenny Barron, who they have recorded with on one of Kenny Barron's albums, so I'm very happy to have Kenny Barron back. That's the first day at Jackson Theater. And in between that, on the Sunday morning, we have a blues brunch at Sonoma Cutrera. That's a new venue for us as well, and it's really beautiful out there. And we're going to have a brunch, a breakfast burrito and fruit and scone and everything for like only $10. And you overlook this beautiful valley. You can even play bocce if you want. And that's with Terry O'Dobby and her Evolution Blues group. She's fantastic, another strong blues singer. And then we go back to Jackson Theater that evening with the Argentine and Caribbean music, and the Argentine one is Pablo Ziegler. He was Astor Piazzolla's piano player for the last 10 years of his life, and he's helped create the new tango with him, and he's bringing his trio with a bandoneon player and a guitar player.
So did you make a special effort then to be as diverse as possible in these opening few days?
I like to cover a wide range of music.
I mean, it's just exceptional.
I think so. You know, I mean, I try and bring something for everybody and teach people and expose them or give them the pleasure of experiencing all the types of music that jazz, you know, and these two events are, it's not just Latin music and Argentine music, it's the fusion of jazz and their music together. And that's the whole theme of the both days, is Brazilian jazz, Argentine jazz, and then Eddie Palmieri is going to end the day with his Latin jazz septet. And I love Eddie, so I'm really happy to have him.
So for anybody who's in a hurry now to get tickets for these opening weekend events, when and where do we get them?
Online at healdsburgjazz.org, or if you want to walk up and buy tickets, you can go to Levin and Company in Healdsburg. That's really the way to get them. If you really want to do it by phone, you got to go to our website and find the phone number anyway. But some we've been helping people out. There are the tickets, our new ticket system. So sometimes it doesn't work for everybody. So if you have frustration, you can give us a call. But the best way is go to the website.
Jessica Felix is here, Executive Director of the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, heading into an exciting 17th season. Thanks very much for being with us.
That's just the first weekend, too. There are going to be lots more to come.
That's it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti, wishing you a great day.